Reverend Mr. Harris, he went across to Paris and stayed there for a week or so. He meant to be so proper, but alas, he came a cropper. His strictly pious mind received a blow. Then often he'd go dancing around, so madly prancing. Then to the Moulin Rouge each night he'd go. On Sunday school his flocko would get a nasty shocko if they could see their shepherd, eh, what oh. He soon came back with awful tales of woe, but off to Paris twice a year he'll go. Awful tales of woe, but off to Paris twice a year he'll go. Oh, waho. The Reverend Mr. Harris, when he came back from Paris, he brought some little knick-knacks too. Some very tricky pictures of rather warmish mixtures to show at Sunday school would never do. And his wife, like baby bunting, amongst his things went hunting. A nicely jeweled garter met her stare. Said she, oh, this is shocking. You must have seen a stocking. Said he, oh, fie, I'll tell you why it's there. I saw it on a lady's knee, and so I pulled it off because it hurt her so. Oh, waho. Oh, waho. I saw it on a lady's knee, and so I pulled it off because it hurt her so. Oh, waho. The gaieties of Paris attracted Mr. Harris. His visits there were short and sweet. He left his wife behind him, but she went there to find him and found him in a very hot retreat. With a lady he was pally, quite au tour cordiale. She sat there on his knee, much at ease. Then in came Mrs. Harris. Said she, oh, this is Paris. And what's that thing you're bouncing on your knees, eh? Oh, waho. Said he, this poor lost lamb I found and so. I'm teaching her the way that she should go. Oh, waho. Oh, waho. Said he, this poor lost lamb I found and so. I'm teaching her the way that she should go. Oh, waho. Ha, 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 ha.